The twin Enbridge oil pipelines running beneath the Straits of Mackinac have been in the crosshairs of environmentalists for several years now. A new study from the University of Michigan could add some urgency to the calls to shut down the pipelines. Current state producer April Van Buren talked to the report's author to learn more. What did the study find, April?
So this study was actually a follow-up one to one that the University of Michigan research scientist Dave Schwab did in 2014. And basically what he wanted to figure out was how big of an impact an oil spill from the pipelines would have under different conditions. So if the currents were flowing east and 5,000 barrels of oil were spilled, where would that oil go?
Okay.
And so he ran 840 different simulations and found that over 700 miles of Great Lakes shoreline could be at risk. Yesterday, I talked to Dave Schwab, as well as regional executive director for the National Wildlife Federation, Mike Schreiberg. And I first asked Dave why he wanted to follow up on that 2014 study.
In 2014, I had just completed some work about predicting currents in the Straits of Mackinac, and the National Wildlife Federation had just discovered that there was a pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac, and we wondered if these two things might have an impact on each other. So I tried in 2014 to illustrate, based on the currents that we knew existed in the Straits of Mackinac, how far and how fast something might be moved by the currents in that area. The currents up there are extremely strong. They can reach speeds equivalent to the Detroit River. The amount of water that flows back and forth between Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, and it goes both directions. The amount of water that goes back and forth can be as much as 10 times is what goes over Niagara Falls. So based on that knowledge, we tried to simulate how something might be tossed by these currents back and forth between Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. We weren't really up to predict the specifics of an oil spill, but more to illustrate the currents. The new study does attempt to predict the specifics of an oil spill.
For this new study, you used computer simulations to look at 840 different possible scenarios. What were the different factors that you were looking at that would impact how far that oil would spread?
There was only one different factor, and that's the weather. And that's what makes the currents up there so variable. They can reverse direction based on the weather. And the currents routinely flow eastward or westward and switch every couple days. So to generate these 840 different scenarios, we pretended that there was a spill at 840 different times during 2014.
And did you look at different amounts of oil that might be spilled?
Yeah, in each of those scenarios, we pretended there was a 5,000 barrel, a 10,000 barrel, and a 25,000 barrel release.
And so, Mike, I want to turn to you. This report was funded in part by the National Wildlife Federation. And I'm wondering, what are the biggest concerns from your organization's perspective about the potential impact on wildlife in the event of an oil spill in the Straits?
Well, this study was enormously important because it showed us actually where an oil spill could go, not just in theory, but actually using statistical models on this. And, you know, what you find is that the total potential area is over 17,000 square miles. Now, if you think of the wildlife, if you think of the aquatic life that resides in that area that's potentially at risk from oil spills, it's enormous. And when you think about the amount of shoreline that's potentially at risk, there's a possibility of over 700 miles being impacted if you look at all the different simulations. You have enormous aquatic resources at risk.
And are there specific species or types of wildlife that would be most impacted? Are fish more at risk than, say, birds that use the lakes?
Well, when you look at the wildlife, obviously it varies by the type of it. Birds, of course, are at higher risk. Fish, it really depends on where in the ecosystem they are. Oil that's floating on the surface, in theory, fish can get below that. One of the things is we actually don't know that much about oil spills in freshwater ecosystems. There's been much more study on saltwater ecosystems and on land and others, but we know very little about the potential impacts in an ecosystem like the Great Lakes.
And would oil in a freshwater environment behave very differently than it would in, say, the Atlantic Ocean, in terms of, is it going to sink more? Is it going to float more?
It has a slightly less buoyancy in freshwater than saltwater, but nothing, no big whoop. It mainly moves with the currents and with the wind, and then it can be affected by the waves as well.
Dave, I'm wondering, do we know which areas are most likely to be impacted, the shorelines that are going to be at the greatest risk were there to be a spill there?
Yeah, and that's what the study is intended to do, to look at those 840 cases and then find out how many of those cases impacted a particular part of the shoreline. For instance, Mackinac Island, the south shore of Mackinac Island, was impacted in 90% of the cases. The shoreline around Mackinac City in 90 to 95% of the cases. As you get further away from the straits, then fewer and fewer of the cases impact a particular area.
But in 90% of those cases, Mackinac Island is going to get hit with some amount of oil.
In 90% of the cases, yeah.
Dave Schwab is a research scientist at the University of Michigan. We're talking about his recent study that looked at how widespread the damage from an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac could be. We're also joined by Mike Schreiberg, Regional Executive Director for the National Wildlife Federation, which helped fund the study. Mike, this study did assume that there would be no immediate action or cleanup from Enbridge, which is, you know, probably unlikely. But you've said that even with Enbridge's efforts to clean up, the impact would still be devastating. Talk to us about why you think a cleanup would not be effective in protecting the wildlife.
Well, it's hard to imagine a scenario up there where a cleanup would be effective. Cleanup is only effective if there's low wind, low waves, if it's during the daytime and there's no ice. So when you think about the Straits of Mackinac and when you have those perfect conditions for an oil spill, you also have to know where the oil is likely to head. And as Dr. Schwab's research shows us, that's very difficult. So while there are efforts, and we appreciate and believe there should be strong efforts to ensure if oil is spilled that you do the maximum amount of recovery, that's not something we can bank the Great Lakes future on.
And in fact, the U.S. Coast Guard has said some of the same things, that a spill in the straits would be extremely difficult to clean up, and depending on factors like ice or currents, could be nearly impossible to capture all that oil.
And this study did not look at ice conditions, in part because they are difficult to model. We don't have great research showing that. And the Coast Guard has said even if we did know where a spill was going under ice, it's extraordinarily difficult to clean it up when you've got sometimes up to 4 feet of ice up there. That is an environment that is very, very challenging to do any sort of significant cleanup.
Dave, I'm wondering, were you surprised by anything in these findings? You had done this initial study in 2014, but were you surprised by the extent of the damage that would be done by an oil spill and the amount of shoreline and open water that it could potentially damage?
Yeah, actually not. I think that I suspected it would be on that order. What did surprise me was that for the three release volumes that we used for each of the cases, 5,000, 10,000, 25,000 barrels, the impact was the difference in impact was less than I would have expected. For instance, the 90% of the cases impacting Mackinac Island, that figure is based on the 25,000 barrel release. For a 5,000 barrel release, it only goes down to about 80%.
Mike, besides being an ecologically sensitive area, the Straits are obviously a big tourist draw for Michigan as well. I'm wondering, are there any estimates about what kind of impact a spill could have on that industry, not just on the environment, but also on the business side of things?
Yeah, well, there aren't strong estimates of that yet, but this study helps form the baseline for that. The next step, and the state is conducting a full risk analysis that would look at where an oil spill potentially could go, and then get to the question that you're asking, which is a great one, which is what will be the impacts not only to natural resources, but to things like the recreational tourism economy, which obviously northern Michigan is heavily dependent upon. So that is an analysis that will be done as a next step, led by the state, but we don't know that yet. What we know so far is what the percentage chance of different areas being hit by an oil spill are.
And Dave, how will the information from the study be used? Because there is an advisory board appointed by Governor Snyder looking at Michigan pipeline safety. Who are you passing this on to?
Well, of course, that advisory board, the public, public interest groups, and whoever's successful in bidding on the contract to do the risk analysis will, of course, provide everything to them, too.
And Mike, just a final question for you. How do you think this study will impact the discussion about the pipelines that's happening at the state level right now? Are you expecting there to be any kind of immediate action taken in the wake of this study?
Well, I think there's a few things on that. One, I think it changes the nature of the debate because we actually have a well-researched visual that shows where oil can go. So you change it from sort of conceptual to something you can see on the map. But from the inside part, I do think it changes the way our leaders and decision makers are looking at this. Pretty hard to ignore an issue when you see much of northern Michigan and much of the Great Lakes coastline covered in various shades of red, indicating the probability of oil reaching those areas if there is an oil spill. So this has been a issue that's garnered deservedly much attention to date, and this will bring it up to, I think, that next level and push us closer to the critical decision points from our state leaders.
We've been talking about a new study from the University of Michigan that shows an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac could potentially impact over 700 miles of shoreline in Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. We've been joined by U of M research scientist Dave Schwab, as well as Mike Schreiberg, regional executive director of the National Wildlife Federation. Thanks to both of you for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
This segment supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.